I'm happy to see you. I have a challenge of showing you a relationship between the stem cells of your body association and the idea of a miracle of the reappearance of the entirety of your body formulation. This is all about our human body and the cells in which we are contained. Embryonic stem cells are undifferentiated cells that are unlike any specific adult cell. However, they have the ability to form any adult cell because undifferentiated embryonic stem cells can proliferate indefinitely in culture. They could potentially provide an unlimited source of specific clinically important adult cells, such as bones and muscles and liver or blood cells. Why are embryonic stem cells important? Embryonic stem cells are of great interest to medicine and science because of their ability to develop into virtually any other cells made by the human body. In theory, if stem cells can be grown and their development directed in culture, it would be possible to grow cells of medical importance, such as bone, marrow, or muscles. Now, question, why not derive stem cells directly from the adult? There are several approaches now in human clinical trials that utilize mature stem cells, such as blood-forming cells or any kind of cells you would like to propagate. However, because adult cells are already specialized, their potential to regenerate damaged tissue is very limited. Only embryonic stem cells, which have the capacity to become any kind of human tissue, have the potential to repair vital organs. Listen, another limitation of adult stem cells is their inability to proliferate in culture. Unlike embryonic stem cells, which have a capacity to reproduce indefinitely in the laboratory, adult stem cells are difficult to grow in the lab, and their potential in reproducing diminishes within their own body as they age. Therefore, obtaining clinical significant amounts of adult stem cells may prove to be difficult. We are here to demonstrate in our own resurrecting capacity our individual ability with you to regenerate and proliferate our own adult stem cells within my body and the capacity to demonstrate it within our ideas about ourselves. Well, studies of adult stem cells are important and will provide valuable insights into the use of stem cells in transplantation procedures of conversion of the recognition of our separate body forms. However, only through exploration of all types of stem cell research will sciences find the most efficient and effective way to discover the truth of what we are. And there you are. Thank you. I'm excited at the prospect that we would meet each other in a physical appearance of what we are going to attempt to demonstrate is a continuing possibility of the regeneration of my body form identity contained within the entirety of the reflection of light that we are using to demonstrate separate body identities, with a very fundamental acknowledgement being asked of you that you recognize with me that I have come to demonstrate to you my individual capacity to regenerate my body cells. I'm demonstrating to you what I am very certain of within my own mind, and that is the procedure by which we use the term resurrection of our body form is being augmented within the illusion of dark energy, of how we are measuring reflections of light in the ideas about who we are, in our definition of thought processes that come and are stimulated by my idea of a body form, of cellular identity that maintain within me limited application of an inherent power that cannot not be in me. Look with me. If the simple truth of the matter is we all come from a single source out in the universe without any actual regard to the definitions that we are using in application of the reflection of light ideas of our capacity to demonstrate a continuing regeneration of our stem cells. Beautifully done. I am termed a master teacher of the idea of the practice within your own conceptual self to demonstrate about your conceptual self that the ideas you have about yourself in your own particular body formulation, while they contain all the advantages that would be evident to you in the retention of a cellular relationship being augmented by determinations of reflection of variant stem cell identities to reproduce themselves in specialization of demonstration of what they are. Now, embryonically, we wanted you to see that the origination of a single cell actually has the capacity to continue to reproduce itself. Yet it is always going to be limited somewhere by the idea that in the DNA correspondent with itself, it will be in a continuing repetition, look with me, of how it sees itself without the fundamental admission that the responsibility for the sight of how it is seeing itself within a light factor of the mind is actually only echoes or ideas about a massive power of light. We used to like to use the term a billion times greater than this little limited reflection. And just as obviously, since it is cellularly contained within your own body definition, the utilization of the regeneration of your body cells, we use the term once again, reformulation in revelation of recognition of resurrection. Look, that in the reappearance of our Savior, the reappearance of Jesus, all he is really going to show you in the light factor of your mind is the instant of your individual capacity to reproduce yourself cellularly. I've decided to make available to you, with your permission, my individual capacity, along with yours if you should decide to exercise it, that we are contained in entirety of memories that we have about ourselves as a human body. So we're going to have to what? We're going to have to utilize the memories about ourselves in ancient traditions in the short interlude, let's use 40,000 years. In the short interlude of 40,000 years, we have remained in replication of the idea of a duplicity, of a single cell relationship that required no division whatsoever. It's a simple idea that the entirety of our source of reality is coming from the power of the universe, from God, in which we, whether we participate cellularly in our relationship with ourselves, cannot be more or less than how we feel about ourselves as demonstrating our own individual capacity, as recognized by, say to me, self-recognition.
Self-recognition.
Thank you. There. Now, here's the procedure that's going to go on in the cellular regeneration. There is no question, if you want to examine me, that I am regenerating my cell separation. The obstacle to the idea of that are very evident to me, very simply, because of the power that I am asking you to apply in the regeneration of your body formulation. Are you listening to me? Are fundamentally a threat to the loss of the multiple division by which you defined yourself in your DNA. Isn't this true? That is, once you begin to specialize, here we go, I'm going to specialize in the operation. Let's use my body for a moment. If it were true that I am going to specialize in individual cell responsibility for how I am looking in my body, I would have to make a confession that I am organized within a ratio of the passage of time wherein I operate on what we call, say to me, aging. In the idea of an aging process of my body, because there is no other evidence to me that I have a faculty of actually escaping from the idea that I'm a body formulation. Now, there's a little threat involved in this, and I'm going to show it to you. I know that you can look at me in a demonstration of what you think is my body formulation and arrive at a conclusion that within the genetics of my apparent association of the passage of time, do you want to use me? Say to me, you're an 80-year-old guy.
You're an 80-year-old guy.
See, here's the problem. You may view me very evidently as not an 80-year-old body, but there's very unlikely to be initially in you in a counter idea about yourself in the regeneration of your cells, although obviously the capacity appears to be in you to regenerate, that you can recognize your own individual capacity to perform that act. This will now be from the resurrected mind of Jesus. The very obvious difficulty within the idea that you're utilizing your own mind, look with me, cannot not be the conceptual conflict that you feel, not only in the idea of who you are in reflected light ideas about yourself, but in the retention of repetition of your body idea in order to be this 80-year-old guy. Look at with me. Now, they ask me, and this is kind of an exciting procedure, and we're not going to make it evident until somewhere perhaps you can see that I am regenerating my stem cell adult ideas of continuing repetition in ideas of the capacity to convert in a light energy idea about myself, my own body. We're teaching this as the reappearance of Jesus in body form. Now, when you begin to recognize the idea that I am teaching cellular responses within the body, there's an exciting procedure about the possibility that it's going to be true. Yet the efforts by which you are directed to memories of your own mind are constant reminders to the setting by which you have established your limitation within space-time that you believe that you are that body identity. Now, I am offering you, listen to me, a continuing active conversion of your body formulation, listen with me, with positively no regard about the reflection of light by which you want to identify me, myself, as this 80-year-old body. Now, at some point, most of you in your cellular regeneration say, well, whatever you're doing, you must be utilizing a value procedure within your own body. Hey, listen to me. The universe, you're listening? The universe is mind. Every faculty that you will ever employ in the objective association of conceptual ideas that you have about yourself are what this universe is. I'm presenting to you this in a so-called theory of an idea, of a quantum idea, that the continual reproduction of your cellular identity of body will allow you to see me at any moment within the factoring of your space-time, a whole new idea about what you are that will become more and more reasonable to you very simply by the mere expression of the freedom of the power of light that is yours to associate with, that is at any single moment not connected to your body form. Are you happy to hear that? Now, here's the query. What method do you employ, and I'm looking right at you now, to use the idea of self-identity in order to regenerate your cells? You listen to me? Very simply because only your own cells can regenerate yourself. You listen to me? There is no factor of reflected light in a correspondence of objective association, as Master Jesus would remind you, that do not require your own individual expression of the power of the love in my own body formulation that I'm expressing for you right here and now. This long series of video that love is a many splendid thing in the indication that when these stem cell regenerations ask how you heal yourself, say very simply to them, I have lost the necessity for conflict within my own mind. I am aware that the DNA process of the multiplication will always be fundamentally conflictual in the entirety of the ideas. Yet there is a fundamental admission of the capacity for the regeneration of the body form. And that's what I'm attempting to perform with you in our relationship. If you stay with me, I can teach you in the regeneration of my body formulation a method where in application of joy and happiness that are memories within your own body identity, there is absolutely no necessity in the currency of the availability of the idea of a new light reflection that's going on now that you hold in it. The grievance, the loneliness, and the pain that are so necessary in your genetic association. I promise you, you listen to me now, that the reflection of light that I am offering you will perfectly heal your body identity about who you are in a direct ratio of space-time of how well you want to be at the entirety of a moment of the happiness that you and I are now sharing with each other. Practice with me. Say to me, healing.
Healing.
Say to me, exchange.
Exchange.
That you offered to me just then a bright idea that was in your mind, look with me, that actually had nothing to do with your body at all. Thank you. That was very beautiful. In other words, if the reflection of light that corresponds to your body identity are containments of the cellular idea you have about yourself, I can demonstrate to you right now that through joy and love and forgiveness and re-emotional evaluation of your insane attempt to hold on to a limited definition of yourself in space-time, it's very possible for you to use the entirety of the power of the regeneration of your cells to stay here just for that moment and resurrect. to use the entirety of a dark idea of pain and death and immediately spring into light. Listen to me now just for a moment. I'm going to read you just 3 minutes about the power of your mind in the regeneration. This is called our course in the miracle of the power to change our mind about what we think we are. Listen. Nothing beyond yourself can make you fearful or loving, because nothing is beyond you. Time and eternity are both in your mind, and they will conflict until you perceive time solely as a means to regain eternity. This is your body form. You cannot do this as long as you believe that anything happening to you is caused by factors outside yourself. You must learn that time is solely at your disposal, and that nothing in the world can take this responsibility from you. You can violate God's laws in your imagination, but you cannot escape from them. They were established for your protection within what appears to be the illusion of your body form, and they are as inviolate as is your own safety. Hear this. God created nothing beside you, and nothing beside you exists, for you are part of Him. What except Him can exist? Nothing beyond Him can happen, because nothing except Him is real. Your creations add to Him as you do, but nothing is added that is different, because everything has always been. What can upset you except the ephemeral? And how can the ephemeral be real if you are God's only creation and He created you eternally? Now you listen, your holy mind establishes everything that happens to you. Every response you make to everything you perceive is always only up to you, because your mind determines your perception of what you want to see. Look with me. So the power of decision was yours, individually within your own mind. This is called repair yourself. See that? Or brain repair yourself. There's a great tendency for you to think that there can be an idea of you that is separate from the physicality of how you are looking at yourself in your body association. Now, the faculty of the idea of your memory in your body is very valuable, because you've already made the fundamental assumption that the power of light in the universe is coming from you and is on a continuing basis reconverting your idea of body identity and healing you from a factor not only of what you think you are, but in the certainty of how you feel about the association of the previous conflict of your body in the idea of separate body associations are fundamentally what the idea within the matrix of dark energy is in regard to what the body formulation. Here I am, this former body association that represents there about 126 years. About 14,000 years, about a factor of light in the idea that time, which is an invention of the space of my mind, has limited me to the idea that this is what I am as a body. I'm going to leave you for a moment, because I'm going to do an adjustment on a factory of the miracle contained within the mind training of your mind. Listen, that there's a new decision that you can make, since the factoring of the decision is contained only in you. For anything out there, look with me. The necessity for the conversion of the light factor of your body is going on right now. I'll leave you for a moment. When I return, you're suddenly going to recognize that we are now occupying an entirely different continuum of time. Because God is going with us wherever we go, and we intend to say, as we've been saying for about 14,000 years, God, bless us in what appears to be our body formulation. Each and every one. Are you with me? What a great idea. You're getting a new light reflection of what we want to see in our demonstration of this little place in space-time that we have not been able to utilize the power that's inherent in our minds in a demonstration. Now, thanks to you, are giving me a more vivid picture of how I want to look at myself in the idea of the re-examination of the possibility that I was this body identity. Practice with me. Say to me, minds communicate.
Minds communicate.
You good, good. The power that I'm offering you within your conceptual self is always offering to you more power of mind of your conceptual self that you have previously been willing to accept. When they examine the old man, and they call me that because I'm 80 years old, they're going to discover that I'm regenerating my cellular responses. Not only am I doing it, but it's a very natural procedure within the idea of how you feel about yourself. You might ever get emotionally involved with me. If you hate yourself, can you hear that? If everything is stimulating from your ideas about your mind, if you feel grievance and hate yourself, or you're afraid, or you're lonely, it is and cannot not be a simple repetition of how you feel about your body identity. You want to practice with me? Say to me, I don't like myself very well.
I don't like myself very well.
I wouldn't either. Look how you've constructed your body formulation. You know, you say to me, well, old man, I'd a lot rather be like you. Now you listen to me. How I am in my relationship with you actually has nothing whatsoever about my body formulation. I'm determined to teach the resurrection of the cellular re-identity of your physical body as was demonstrated following the crucifixion by the return of Jesus, who is standing with us. Do you see that? What I'm going to do is read to you the importance of the idea of the cellular regeneration of your body. We use the term miracle very simply because contained within the ideas you have about yourself, you have limited yourself so much to the result that you want contained within your own mind that you continue to circle in evidence of justification for the limitation you have placed on your body. Obviously, you're going to die. Now, death is very simply an idea about what you think you are within your own body form. Shall we celebrate that together? If you have an idea about yourself, you appear to be that body form. You listen to me. I'm not concerned about how you're looking at yourself and your body formulation in the slightest. I am already certain that in the activity of coming into ideas of conversion of forms of light form in the totality of a moment of darkness, you have been successful in a revelation that has led you to the certainty of the light that now surrounds us. Here's what will surprise you. That's love. That's happiness. That's joy. Look, it has nothing to do with your body at all. Look at you. Look at this 80-year-old guy. Now, if you are determined that you are going to see me as a reflection of how determined you are that I'm not as old as you, or I'm younger with you, or most particular, I'm a different body than you are, you're going to be here a long time. The entirety of my teaching is very simply that I'm responsible for what I'm saying. I'm choosing the outcomes about what I want to see in my body form. And every single thing that is happening to me, I want to happen. Where's the problem? My conceptual self-identity is holding on to reflections of what I think I am. You listening? It's not true. It is not true that you are a limited, captive association of light form in what you think of as your body, but rather are in a continuing application of a cellular conversion of the happiness being expressed by a duplication of yourself that shares not in its own limited duplication, but in the single duplication of all of space and time in the evidence that we stem from a single creative idea about ourselves. I'm going to read to you about miracle healing. And I'm going to read it to you because I see how much value it is now gaining with you. This is about the stem cell research that's going on now in the conversions of our body. All of your memories of conceptual self-identity are only the static, isolated accumulation of momentary forms of non-creative light energy. Look, this world, despite your temporal inventions of objective spatial association, was over and gone a very long time ago. You continue to people your own isolation with images of sickness and pain and death that are all only old, ongoing, listen, projected memories of the drama of your own meaningless existence in that body form. Each moment, they can but disappear into the nothingness of the great amnesia, your inability to remember who you are, that is the structural continuum of your own idea about yourself. Listen. When the eternal love of God threatens your necessity for existence, you call on these characters of conflict to verify your own fearful defense of the mechanism of the conflict that you feel within your own body. Look, the body that you think you inhabit is only your own chromosomal memory formulation within the DNA structure of yourself that at any single moment is totally non-existent and unreal. Look with me, the continuum of space-time it occupies is only a momentary structure of accumulated, projected thought patterns. A momentary structure of accumulated thought patterns about what you think you are. You listen to me about how you can actually appear in the reasonableness of the regeneration of the cellular capacity that you have to look at yourself in a very reasonable fashion, in a brand new idea that there's one hell of a lot more to you than the structure of the body that's contained yourself, except you have made a decision within your own memory factor of cellular ideas that you have to stay in this time frame and suffer from the conclusion that have been designed by this continuum of dark energy to hold you in that bondage. Would you listen to me? Look with me, miracle healing factor. Here's the astonishing truth of the matter within your own matter identity, that at no single moment does your body exist. There's nothing at all solid or constant about it. You're going to listen with me? Here, let's do it together. 98% of the atoms that are in your body were not there a year ago. You are regenerating your cellular association of your body. Look, the skeleton that to you seems so solid was not there 3 months ago. The configurations of the bone cells only seem constant, and atoms of all kinds passed freely back and forth through the cell walls, and you acquire a new skeleton every 3 months. Look with me. If you acquire a new cellular response with yourself in what appears to be your body formulation, curious, why are you using the ideas of that old body to demonstrate a memory that you have brought with you from an old association of time, projected in the future of a retention of what seems to be a memory when you were happy in an old body formulation, but now are going to have to watch yourself deteriorate and turn to bones? Look with me. In my attempt to demonstrate to you the possibility of the continuing healing factor of the idea about my skeleton, which appears to be bones, an idea as brittleness that will occur to me in my own mind, are only directions of the DNA utilization of what a bone considers itself to be within its own structure. Look at me. You asked me to teach stem cell regeneration using my adult cell. Now, obviously, you can examine me if you'd like to, and you can see that the cells within the muscles of my associations are obviously not 80 years old. As a matter of fact, neither are you. Can you see what happened just then? The thought patterns of happiness in regard to the youth and vitality that you wanted to feel in our relationship with each other, you know, had nothing to do with your body at all. But you listen with me. If you don't retain the conflict in the DNA of the competition that the cells in your arm have with the cells in your heart. This is a little difficult for you because the competition of yourself is a plurality of the necessity to retain a limited definition of the factor of what you think you are as a bone cell. Now, while that's perfectly proper in the idea of that, the idea that you would not want to regenerate yourself without the necessity for the specialization of the idea that you're a skeleton, are what? Say to me, a natural procedure.
A natural procedure.
Yes, they are a natural procedure, you know, hear me, about how your mind really feels about yourself. Can you see this with me? The mind of you that is representing the limitation of the body form that is representing you is precisely and exactly the same mind that with the increase of new ideas that we have, let's look at it from a quantum, the new ideas of not being attached to the body, the new ideas of being able to journey out into the universe that are so much a factor within ideas about yourself, although at this moment they do not appear to be evident to you in ideas about yourself, because up until this moment they were not evident to you. But notice in the healing of my idea of the skeleton of my association, I did not specifically ask my skeleton to heal. That would be absurd. That would just be a necessity to repair the separation of my own cellular association. That is not to say it does not have its own value. But the value of regenerating my skeleton, all right, and not performing acts of continuing activity of the power that's contained within my own mind to decide the outcome that I want will always only entrap me in the idea that I am utilizing within my own mind, and I'm going to use it because it's time to say to me, fear.
Fear.
I'm afraid. You are a body formulation about ideas you have about your body because you cannot not believe you are in conflict in what we term space and time, all right? In the ideas that in the entirety of the universe there was a moment of restriction of yourself. So that the continuing practice of the metamorphosis, of the conversion of our body cells, are a natural process that we have known since the beginning of space-time, that there is a power of light that will continually regenerate our body cells. They're going to look under a microscope. They're going to see that I am, in fact, regenerating my body. There's no question about that. The only question that can arise, if the power is in my mind, is how are you accomplishing that? Now, the idea begins initially that I must be responsible, listening to me, for the decisions I'm making about my body. I'm going to hear this with me, and this is a little threat, but it's a very minor one. I am responsible for what I'm seeing. I am choosing the outcome I want. And until I change the outcome that I want in regard to this 80-year-old body formulation that I'm looking at, that's what it's going to be. How did you do that? I thought of my love for you. It's impossible that if you love the guy that's next to you, you will not convert his body. And he's going to be exactly as well as you are in the return of Jesus, whose sole responsibility is to offer you new reflections, first of you individually, of how you're seeing yourself, and then in the mutual correspondence of echoes of light out in the universe that have always been contained within you. So 98% of you is brand new. This skeleton that I'm representing to you is about 3 weeks old. I utilized it when I was teaching love as a many splendored thing, when I was teaching just the activity of love. I appeared here and says, I'm teaching nothing but love. What was the requirement? It be reasonable to you in the idea that 98% of you is regenerating your form anyway. It'll make you happy. Just here we go. Remember, 98% of your body wasn't there a year ago. And the skeleton that you used was not there 3 months ago. Your skin is all new every month. You have a new stomach lining every 4 days. Oh my goodness, there's no sense in getting an ulcer. No matter what I'm consuming, I can let it be new most particularly what I intend to do with the idea of what I would want to see. The actual surface cells that contact food are renewed every 5 minutes. Look with me. The cells in your liver turn over slowly, but new atoms flow through them like water in a river course, making a new liver every 6 weeks. Listen, the content of carbon and nitrogen and oxygen in your brain cells is totally different today from a year ago. Now you listen with me. All of these body cells are continually demonstrating their universal rejuvenating capacity. But you, right now, as a human being in a factor of dark light, are functioning as a static, non-creative retention, and you can call this your body, of an objective aggregation of mechanical specialization. Look, it is impossible to see the bright new world that surrounds you as long as you are hell-bent on retaining and defending your own historic genetic establishment of body form. It becomes, and these are spatial terms, a massive retention of potential light energy compacted into an incredible density within the galactic association of the formulation of the universe. This is you, as what we have often termed the retention of a black hole of energy with the non-utilization of your power. Ah, but here too, at this point, occurs the great reversal. What is it? It's a quasar of your reunion following in the holy instant of the conversion of your body formulation. Thank you. Boy, that was very beautiful. Did you have a moment of blackness? Look with me. I wonder how long a moment of the entirety of the blackness of you in your attempt to control the ideas of your space-time location and surround yourself with limitations of yourself would last if all of the individual ideas that we are sharing within the particulars of our body identity are only contained, look with me, in a drama or a story that we have about ourselves in this little earthly performance of this tiny speck of dust revolving around a single star, okay, yet containing a memory of this, let's say, 50,000 years, 150,000. With no concern in my part how long the actual schism of your body identity lasted, because as long as you are in a retention of the idea of that limitation, it's going to be that way with you. The simple idea, and this is an idea, that there's a new idea about yourself individually, in the idea that the body itself is only representing what you think about yourself, will allow you in a quantum idea, thank you, in a quantum, what you call a stem cell re-identity of yourself, to get a new focus about a separate mind that appears to be outside of you. And this is the factoring of the DNA in the correspondence of stem or cell recognition of yourself. It's a quantum idea that possible at this moment for you is that you can occupy at this moment the entirety of yourself and at this moment the entirety of this self. Here, the distance in the conversion of the light formulation of you in what I'm attempting to do in this correspondence are nothing but ideas. Now I'm looking right at you. That in the factoring of our own minds, in what appear to be reflections of our light, we are actually simultaneously undergoing the subtraction of dark energy in our necessity to retain ideas of ourself and attempt to mete out within our association of time another dark form of ourself that will be as unhealed as I am in what you think is my 160-year-old body, or my 30-year-old body, or a new discovery I have about myself that available to me in the recellular generation of my body is a whole new reappearance of a perfect body that was demonstrated to you at the time you crucified yourself in the activity of your own body and is now reappearing to show you the joy of that conversion. Here's what I'm going to do. You're generating so much energy in the idea of body reformulation that I'm going to leave you for that cycle of time. When I come back, you'll be in an entirely different place. Would you like to know about? You're in an entirely different place right now. I just read to you the idea that you're all space within your body identity. God is going to go with us no matter where we go in the new discovery of love that I'm feeling for you that's healing your body identity. Absolutely no regard to what you think your body is. The love that I'm expressing is the love we are sharing with a single source of our reality, with a single source that it's happening right here and now, because God goes with us wherever we go in this procedure. God, will you bless us each and every one in my recognition of you and your recognition in the healing power of your mind.